deck, I bet this on deck. Get this on deck, I bet this on deck. Get this on deck, I bet this on deck. Get this on deck, I bet this on deck.
On Power FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Women have been encouraged to take part in the 2026 general elections. Livingstone University Teaching Hospital has emphasized the need for health workers to get the hepatitis B and influenza vaccines. In international news, Al-Shabaab insurgents have seized the town of Tado in Somalia's central Hiran region. In sports news, Galatasaray has rejected fresh Napoli demands for Victor Osimhen.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Sue Elanji Mulenga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, says it expects to see increased women participation in the 2026 general elections. ECZ Commissioner Vincent Mukanda says women should take leading roles in the democratic process because they are the majority registered voters. Major General Mukanda noted that education should not hinder women to contest in any election. Therefore, those desiring to do so must take advantage of the free education policy. He was speaking during a women conference in Lavushimanda District, Muchinga Province, held ahead of the Fulwe parliamentary by-election.
We recognizing that matter, that is why the commission arranges conferences like this. This is just to put you in a poor position to be able to aspire also for political leadership. So that you are not just, you know, voters, but that you must aspire for political leadership.
And ECZ Commissioner McDonald Chipenzi has called on the three political parties taking part in the upcoming by-election to make the environment friendly for women to vote. In a separate development, the Ministry of Health, in partnership with CIDAS, today launched the Zambian PEN Plus National Operational Plan, Curriculum and Treatment Guidelines for the year 2025 to 2026. Officiating at the event was Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima, who was represented by Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services Dr. Kennedy Lushimbi, that stressed the significance of prioritizing health care as a fundamental pillar for national development. He revealed that in the past, people were affected by infectious diseases like malaria, tuberculosis, and HIV and AIDS. However, in the recent times, more people are also getting non-communicable diseases, NCDs, and sadly, these diseases are now responsible for about 29% of all deaths in the country. Dr. Muchima emphasized the Ministry of Health's determination to ensure all Zambians, regardless of their economic status and region of residence, have access to high-quality, affordable health care as close to family as possible. He said this plan provides a clear roadmap to help improve access to quality health care facilities, strengthen the skills of health workers, ensure essential medicines and equipment are always available, and improve how to monitor progress. Meanwhile, Center for Infectious Disease Research in Zambia representative Dr. Caroline Borton revealed that the initiative began with two pilot sites, which are Matera First Level Hospital in Lusaka and Mwachisompola First Level Hospital in Chibombo. Ms. Borton said the hospitals have since evolved into training centers, hosting provincial workshops for healthcare workers on the management of complex NCDs. In another development, Kembe Constituency Member of Parliament Princess Kasune has commended the people of Chitanda Chiefdom for taking agriculture production seriously. Ms. Kasune has also commended Chief Chitanda for taking the lead in heading to the President's directive. She says the positive response is the reason that the constituency has received a bumper harvest this year. Ms. Kasune was speaking when she paid a courtesy call on Senior Chief Chitanda in Kembe Constituency, Central Province.
I'm very excited as the Member of Parliament for Kembe Constituency to see my people heeding the guidance from the President. And really, we are saying as Kembe Constituency, and I think the whole country of Zambia, that there is indeed more than bumper harvest.
In a separate development, Livingstone University Teaching Hospital Superintendent Chienu Kasaya has emphasized the need for health workers to get hepatitis B and influenza vaccines. speaking during the launch of the health workers' vaccination campaign against hepatitis B and influenza. Dr. Kasaya said health workers are often at risk of contracting both viruses, which is why they must ensure they are vaccinated to prevent the infection.
And we all know how that the diseases for which we are dealing with today are highly infectious. So we are definitely grateful that we are able to launch this campaign today and hopefully be able to complete it during. The fact that I get a lot of people complaining about the possibility of getting infected by hepatitis B, I'm hoping that the people that talk about this and ask for gloves and safety measures are going to be in the forefront to make sure that they get vaccinated so that we prevent hepatitis infection among healthcare workers. We are too few. We are too few to be able to lose one another to preventable diseases. So our hope really is that we will get a great turnout in the district of Livingston, and those of us who are able to get vaccinated, please let's come in mass.
And guest of honor, Dr. Kallis Stas Kayunga, said the campaign will be carried out in 12 districts, with Livingston among the pioneer sites. Dr. Kayunga said the target group includes health workers at both the teaching and district hospitals, amounting to over 1,300 workers. He added that the government is committed to ensuring health workers are kept healthy and safe for a stronger and healthier workforce. Dr. Kayunga further encouraged health workers to lead by example by getting vaccinated and further expressed hope that the vaccination will become a routine practice among health workers.
Our hope and expectation is that all of us as healthcare providers will rise to the occasion to be very healthy as we provide health services to the communities that we serve. So we have a total population of health workforce of around 1,358. So those are the individuals who are targeted for this campaign. But we want to encourage all the health workers to say, let's come forward, let's get screened, let's get vaccinated for hepatitis B and influenza. This campaign is not all about the vaccination. I think let's take advantage of this opportunity to raise awareness amongst ourselves as health workers to realize the importance of good and sound health as we provide services within our facilities. So we want to ensure that our workforce is in sound health. Hepatitis B and influenza, they still remain a major global health threat. Globally, almost 1.2 million people die from hepatitis-related complications.
In international news, former Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari will be buried in the compound of his house in the northern state of Katsina today, the state's governor Dikko Rada told BBC Hausa. Rada was with Buhari's family in London, where the ex-head of state died in a clinic on Sunday, aged 82. According to the schedule announced by Katsina governor, the former president's remains will be flown directly to his state's capital before being moved to their final resting place in Buhari's hometown of Douara, 80 kilometers from Katsina city. Still in international news, Al-Shabaab insurgents have seized the town of Tadol in Somalia's central Hiran region, according to a military official. Tadol is a key crossroads between larger urban centers. The town fell on Sunday after Al-Shabaab combatants drove out government-allied clan fighters, Major Muhammad Abdullahi told Reuters. Somali lawmakers Dahi Amin said at least 12,500 families have fled Tadol and the nearby town of Mokoroki and Al-Shabaab captured last week. The group is advancing to other areas in the region. About 100 Somali soldiers have been deployed to reinforce the counterattack led by local clan fighters. Al-Shabaab has waged an insurgency in Somalia since 2007 in an attempt to overthrow the country's government. Galatasaray has reportedly rejected Napoli's new demands as they try to secure the signature of Super Eagle striker Victor Osimhen on a permanent move this summer. We take a short break and return shortly with this sports news, with this sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Hot FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We
offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact Marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business.